Fives and tens, we're doing it again. I'm your host with the most, the Blue Coyote. As good as butter on toast. And I'm here with my tag team partner for life, just after Valentine's Day. He gave me an STD. It is Bobby E.
No, you liked it.
Bobby, what's going on, man? How are you?
I'm doing good. I've been pondering a few things.
Oh?
I think I want to get butt implants.
Interesting. Why?
That seems to be the thing.
If you're a Kardashian.
Oh.
But you're an E.
Yeah.
So, that's different.
Alright. So, no on the butt implants? Right in, folks. Let us know if I should get butt implants.
I will put it as our next Spotify survey. Currently, our survey was about the Freebird rule and if it was overutilized, underutilized.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
The Freebird rule?
Yeah.
The Fabulous Freebirds?
I know who they are.
Okay. So Michael PSAs, Terry Bam Bam Gordy, Buddy Jack Roberts, at times, Jimmy Jam Garvin. But the Freebird rule states that anytime a tag team has the belts, but they are not a traditional tag team, they are a trio, as in the case of the Freebirds or the Von Erichs, that whenever they are challenged and meet that challenge with the belts, any two members of the group could accept the challenge. So say Michael Hayes and Buddy Jack Roberts are the ones who won the title, and everyone thinks, oh, I can kick their asses. Challenge accepted. You get there that night, and it's Michael Hayes and Terry Bam Bam Gordy. Shit, I'm fucked. So, anywho, Freebird rule.
Okay. So, like, axe, smash, and crush.
Correct. Or, New Day! New Day rocks. And then you do the other part.
I don't know it.
You slap your butt with your butt implants. Sweet. New Day rocks. There you go.
I like it. So, okay. Butt implants it is.
Yeah. You know, that costs a lot of money, right?
We're going to make all that on Patreon.
We don't have that anymore.
All right, people are just going to send us money.
That'd be cool.
They can pay me for pictures of my freshly painted feet.
I like where this is going.
I do too.
There is actually an option now because Spotify has bought Anchor. So now it's Anchor by Spotify. That's who we're on. We're still on other great formats, so if you're listening to us on iPhone or iTunes, whatever, or Google, you can still catch us there, and you can still catch us on the Anchor app itself. But we are, I guess, now officially like a Spotify podcast.
We've done sold out.
Yeah, I wish.
Me too.
Yeah, sold out every night.
Yes.
Just like Jason Newsted said. So, that being said, there is a way we can now do episodes and just, like, blanket it off. Like, hey, if you're part of the $1 tier, you just get access to these certain episodes each month.
Lucky them.
I know. Lucky us, because we get to record them.
This is true.
Yeah. So, I'm looking into it to see if we want to do that. Because we did have the Patreon before, but this would be significantly cheaper. So, and then we don't have to hassle to do all the extra stuff, which we could do, but
anyway. To be fair.
To be fair.
To be fair.
To be fair. I can hear you slurping on the microphone.
Good.
AKA my ween.
People pay extra for that. ASMR, man. We need to get into that.
Oh, yeah? I think we need to do a TikTok.
You probably just gave every woman out there a boner.
Probably. Lady boners abound. So, our man on the street, Mr. I'm Going to WrestleMania, original fan Zach, hit me up with some really big news today. Huge. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Cody Rhodes and Brandi Rhodes have left AEW.
Wow, that's kind of big.
Yeah, that's real big. Tony Khan wrote a letter saying, you know, how much he appreciated all the work that they did and how awesome they are, and thanked Brandi for all the stuff that she did with, like, charities and everything and stuff that she got up and going. And Cody Rhodes responded in his own statement. And then Dustin Rhodes posted a picture of him and Cody, and he said, "Until we meet up again, brother." And I was just like... Because original fan Zach, he said, "I'm 99.9% sure this is a work." And I just by reading it and everything, I'm 75% sure it's a shoot.
Yay. I don't give a shit.
Why?
I don't care.
Why? Then why are you here? That's why we're talking about this stuff.
I don't know.
Because there's other stuff to talk about?
There's lots of other stuff to talk about.
Well, that's doing the wrestling stuff for now.
And that's why I'm letting you ramble.
Oh, my God.
Ramble on, little Daisy.
You just make me feel so small sometimes. Speaking of something that's small, I got this really cool thing to show you. Check this out.
My wiener.
Oh. So I can put cards in here to make it fancy looking.
It is fancy.
And this is from the new Kamigawa set. And this card here is worth like $15 already.
That's great.
Check this out.
I'm waiting.
I'm getting there.
That's nice. That's nice.
Not nice. It's nice.
Oh, yeah. It's nice!
You got your little dice. You got your 20-sided dice. All in the thing with the stuff.
We just lost every listener.
Magnets.
Magnets.
Yeah, I kept it out just so I could show you. I thought it was cool.
Tits. I love it.
All right, we got a tits. You didn't say that last time. And listeners.
Yeah, I did.
Nope, and listeners, they said that was... Jim Ross brought in the fake Bobby E, just like he did with Diesel and Razor. There's like fake Diesel, fake Razor, fake Bobby E.
It was me.
But you didn't say tits until the end of the show.
Yeah, well, see, I said it. I told you I said it. And I said it.
Not in the context I meant.
Yeah.
You're supposed to read my mind. We need to sync back up, okay?
Well, we've been gone a while.
We're going to scissor later, just so we can do that.
I'm excited.
All right, let's see what other news I got. You got any other news?
All
right, that's it, folks. No, I'm just kidding. That's not it. Don't turn off your dials. WWE reportedly pushing for a Stone Cold Steve Austin match at WrestleMania 38.
Why? What's he going to do? Jump off the rope, turn to dust?
No, no.
That'd be a cool trick.
He could probably kick your ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know where to go, though.
But in retaliation, you know what I would do? If he laid a finger on you, you know what I would do? I would beat up Kevin Nash.
I feel so much better.
Good.
Goldberg would have my back, though.
Yes, he would.
He's like a brother from another mother who would have to be much older.
Thinking about that whole scenario, it kind of reminded me of Last Samurai.
Uh-huh. Tonkers.
Whenever he's talking to his former commanding officer.
Uh-huh.
And he says,
"I can't quit you."
No, he said, that was Forrest Gump. He said, "You want me to kill Jeppos?" And he's like, "No, I don't want you to kill the Japanese." "Okay, you want me to kill enemies of the Jeppos?" He goes, "No, that's not what you want." He goes, you pay me $500 a month, I'll kill whoever you tell me to kill. But just so you know, I would kill you for free."
And he was speaking to that Irish dude.
No.
That he's not Irish, Scottish?
No, that's the other guy. This is the guy that...
I can't remember.
The other guy was like a sergeant, and Tom Cruise was like a captain. The guy he's talking to is the major. You can tell he's a major pain in everyone's ass.
Wasn't he on Saturday Night Live?
No.
Well, then I have a totally different guy.
I don't know.
Clearly.
But you bring up Tom Cruise, and that made me think of two other things.
My butt. And the implants.
No.
But you said butt.
So, Tom Cruise is rumored to be in Doctor Strange.
Okay.
As a variant.
Of?
Iron Man.
Yeah.
Can you quit rubbing your arms? It's gross, and I can pick it up on the microphone.
ASMR, baby.
We're not that kind of show.
Not yet.
Anywho, so Tom Cruise, rumored to be in that movie.
I'm down.
Unconfirmed. However, during the Multiverse of Madness commercial during the Super Bowl,
which I saw,
Patrick Stewart said,
there can be only one.
We need to tell them the truth. But he was doing his, like, Charles Xavier voice.
Okay.
Charles Xavier, man!
That's cool.
I know.
Bring in the X-Men.
I pee-pee my panties. Whee! I was all excited.
I'm ready to see Scott Eastwood as Logan. Okay.
And we will see who is what?
Scott Eastwood.
Oh, yeah. He's not going to be Logan.
You don't think so?
No, Hugh Jackman's actually rumored to be
his. Oh, God dang.
Huge Yak Man. excuse me. The other thing Tom Cruise adjacent is the new Reacher show on Amazon. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, does not have Tom Cruise in it. As new guy.
Okay.
Named Alan Richman. He played, he plays Hawk on the Titans TV show on HBO Max. And previously he was in Smallville, played Aquaman. Dude's jacked. So he looks like, actually looks like Jack Reacher.
Like me?
Yes. But for realsies.
Okay.
So I'm kind of linking things together. See how I'm doing that?
It's great.
Yeah, I hadn't been on this horse in a while. It's kind of nice. So, and I brought up the Super Bowl. Because there was a lot I want to talk about that. Namely, how Mama Bear is posting on the Face Space about, if you want a real halftime show, let me know. And it's a picture of George Strait. And you're just like, what's he going to do? Turn to dust the moment he walks out on the 50-yard line?
He was in a commercial, at least.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the halftime show. I loved it.
It was great.
I loved it.
It was really good.
Yeah.
A lot to unpack in that halftime show, though. One, main thing I noticed, Eminem obviously dyes his beard.
Okay.
For sure.
I don't know why.
Because he's old.
So am I. I don't dye my beard.
Because you're secure in your own masculinity, apparently.
Okay.
And if he has a problem with that, he can send Kevin Nash after me. And I will settle that score. 1, 2, 3. 2. Snoop Dogg. Crip walking. Wearing his bandana.
Pajamas.
Jumper.
Yeah.
Footsie pajamas, whatever they were. I like that. It didn't bother me at all. He was apparently told by the NFL not to do that.
Mm.
And the NFL also told Eminem not to kneel. And he knelt.
Mm.
And they told Dr. Dre not to say that he doesn't like the police, and he still did.
Yeah, he did.
How do you not know he's not talking about Sting?
That's true.
I know. Roxanne, that song gets on my fucking nerves. I don't like the police band. Either. Mary J. Blige was good. Kendrick Lamar was good. A lot of news regarding 50 Cent.
I didn't know he was going to be there.
I didn't either. But my favorite meme so far with him is where he's upside down wearing a Spider-Man mask. Because he was upside down for so long. But he's been getting fat shamed on the internet. Everyone's talking about how fat he is. And then you see other pictures from other angles of him. And he's not fat. He's jacked. So you can call him fatso all you want. But he could, like, pummel you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And wasn't he shot, like, 87 times?
Yes.
In the face?
No, it was in the chest.
Yeah.
Say it with your chest! You know, I don't know.
That's Kevin Hart.
I love Kevin Hart.
I do too.
Uh-oh. What are we doing here?
Oh, it looks like you're playing Magic the Gathering.
Oh, they're going to hear that. Okay. Oopsie doodles. You know who should play Magic the Gathering? You. No. You'd like it.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would gambit those cards across the room.
Oh, that's not very nice.
I'm not very nice.
Okay. Clearly, we have established I'm the face, you're the heel.
Hasn't it always been that way?
Everybody
loves you, everybody hates me. It's been that way since the dawn of
So, I'm like Hulk Hogan, and you're like Ric Flair.
Oh, hell no.
Yep.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
You're the king heel.
Nope.
Like Ric Flair, Triple H.
And see, you could have went with that instead of just trying to rub me the wrong way. I let it hang in the air. Keep them in suspense.
You better not keep it hanging in the air.
Like Ric Flair's boobs.
Woo! In other news, somebody
farted.
I'm not going to mention names because I don't know what it is, but somebody overseas, I believe in Europe. Yeah, the UK. In the UK, they contracted the COVID Omicron and the Delta, and they created a new variant strain called Deltacron. We're getting so close to Decepticon. I can feel it.
We are.
So close. So close.
Can't wait for that movie.
What movie?
Any of them.
Did you see Spider-Man yet?
No.
You're going to love it. It's going to be great.
Sounds great.
It is.
Can we do spoilers yet?
For what?
Spider-Man.
Oh, of course. It's been out for a really long time.
Well, I haven't seen it, so though.
You just asked me if I could. You know I want to talk to you about it. And then you're like, can we do spoilers? Well, I haven't seen it, so don't talk. That's a fucking bitch thing to do.
I'm a tease.
You're a bitch.
I'm a teasy bitch.
You're a fucking bitch.
You're a fucking teasy bitch.
Speaking of spoilers, there was a leak for the Obi-Wan Kenobi TV show that Hayden Christensen and Ewan McGregor are not the only two actors from the prequel trilogy to reprise their roles in the show.
Don't give a shit.
Guess who's going to be in it? Jimmy Smits, yo. Jimmy Smits.
No idea who the
He was Bail Organa. He was the adopted father of Princess Leia.
Nope.
He was on NYPD Blue.
Nope.
Jimmy Smits. He was on Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, okay, I know who he is. Yeah. I just don't care. I'm tired of Star Wars. Just end it. End them all. Kill them all.
Why? Star Wars is fun.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Mm. Why is it not fun?
Well, I mean, you got...
Talk to Dr. Coyote. What's going on?
Jar Jar.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Okay.
So just give me a 30-minute episode where he, gets hit in the face with, an airplane or something.
No, that would be a good movie.
Go on. What else? What else?
I don't like any of them.
Even the original trilogy? New Hope, Empire, Jedi? You didn't like any of those?
Yeah, I like Jedi.
Alright.
The rest were boring as shit.
Put that in my notes. Bobby E. has a thing for Muppets.
I like Muppets.
I saw...
I like furries.
I saw a post earlier that was about D&D.
Okay.
And it said that... Muppets are playing D&D.
Okay.
And then whenever it does the cutscenes to actually show, what they're doing, real actors are going to play that part, but with the voices of the people who are Muppets. And I just thought that, a barbarian played by Jason Momoa, but voiced by Miss Piggy, would be hilarious.
I don't think I'd watch that.
Why not?
I don't know. I just wouldn't.
You know who would?
My mom.
Your mom. She's Jason Momoa.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, I already told her December 16th. You got Avatar 2 or Aquaman 2. Which you gonna see?
Oh. Is he in Avatar 2?
No. He's in Aquaman. I don't know if you know that. Breaking news!
He's going to be in Aquaman?
That's the rumor.
Is he playing Aquaman?
No.
Oh, okay.
He's going to be a fish.
Oh, good. Okay, cool.
So finally, we'll get some decent acting.
Well, that's cool. You said he's going to be a fish, and I just pictured Dory, but with his voice.
My man just keeps swimming.
Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming.
My man.
My man. Arthur Curry, you talk to fish. Talk to fish? I am fish.
He's like one of them fucking turtles.
That'd be great.
Yeah. See, I made it better.
Yeah. Good on you.
Good on me.
So now that we're all happy, let's bring down the mood. All
right.
Yesterday, WWE, longtime referee, Mickey J, passed away.
Oh, R.I.P. He
was on SmackDown. He's a good dude. Good dude. Good ref. Good ref. So our condolences go out to his family and all of his coworkers, past and present.
I know. I tipped the bandana.
And the hat. Let's see what else we got in the news. You want to see how the Devils are doing?
No. They have had some high-scoring games.
They have, but they'll get like 7 points, and you're like, and then you look, and the Rangers will play a game the same night and also have 7 points.
I don't care.
I do. I'm a real fan. Real fan!
Go Devils.
Go Devils. What else you got? Is that it?
Yep.
Huh?
Trying to think. I had something. I forgot.
Was it about Moon Knight?
Nah, I don't care.
A lot of people have been giving Poe Dameron a lot of shit on the Moon Knight because they said that he does an accent, like a Cockney British accent, and it's horrible. And he came out in an interview and he said, that's the point. And even the director backed him up. He said, I quote, he says, the whole reason for doing that voice is because that personality believes himself to be from England and from an English family. But in reality, the main personality of Mark Spector is not British. So whenever he slips into that other personality, he's doing a voice. But it's not accurate because he didn't grow up there.
Okay. I heard there's only going to be like 6 episodes.
Oh, they look good though.
I don't know. Him with that skinny tie. Did you see that preview?
No, I don't guess so.
Yeah, he's wearing like a white suit. He's got a skinny tie.
Oh, with the, yeah, the Mr. Moon?
Yeah. Or yeah.
Mr. Knight?
Yeah, that's it, Mr. Knight. Yeah. I didn't like it.
I liked the mask. With the glowy eyes.
As long as he throws a bunch of shit, I don't care.
Yeah. Well, if you do care about Moon Knight, you can always go to TitanMoonComics.com, proud sponsor of the HGWP, and you can look at all the Moon Knight merchandise. We will ship it to you.
I can't wait.
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't have to get it shipped. You can actually go there. But
I do go there.
I know. So you won't have to pay for shipping.
Sweet.
But you could order it online and do an in-store pickup. Thanks for the assist on that.
You're welcome.
Okay.
See, we're getting back in sync.
Yeah. Backdoor lover. I'm going to get you with the lights down low. I think that's my favorite NSYNC song.
I don't think I've ever heard an NSYNC song.
Yeah, I'm sure you have.
But just you wait. Once I get my butt implants, it's on.
It's got to be me. We'll do a video of you like shaking in some assless chaps or something.
Sweet.
Like Shawn Michaels style.
That'll go viral.
You think I'm cute. You know I'm sexy. Sweet I got butt plants. Twerk, twerk, twerk. Oh man. Let's go to questions.
Not answering any damn questions.
Yeah, why not?
Tired of these people.
Why?
Always wanting to know stuff.
It's kind of a big part of the show, bro.
No. Fine.
What is the little pocket on your jeans used for?
Drugs.
That's incorrect.
Vape pens.
That's incorrect. Very few people know this.
A lighter.
But the tiny pocket on your jeans is for carrying a small picture of Brendan Fraser.
I love it.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Now I need a picture of Brendan Fraser.
I'll get you one. So,
going... He's a big fan of the show, by the way.
Is he? Cool. Yeah. I like him on...
Toast?
That show he does, Doom Patrol. He's really good in that show.
I started it, didn't finish it. We had this whole ice storm thing happen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, I never got back to it.
Yeah, during ice storm, I read, like, 55 comics.
I got snow to try to make water. That didn't work out so well.
You did what now?
I had to gather snow to try to make water. We had no water.
Are you talking about Snowpocalypse last year or the recent? Oh, okay.
Oh, the recent one?
The recent one that was like nothing.
Yeah, it was pansies.
No, Snowpocalypse, on the other hand, that was no joke.
Yeah.
We also gathered snow. We melted it down and poured it into a trash can. And then when the power would go out, we'd take the water from the trash can and run it through a filtration system and then run that into some drinking water.
You are drinking trash water.
No.
That's what it sounds like.
It was filtered.
Filtered trash water.
It wasn't like Water World where we peed in the coffee pot or anything.
What? Y'all don't do that?
No.
Oh, I learned that from Water World.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there's the sniffles.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
From the doggos. Yeah, WWE posted on their Twitter during the Super Bowl how all the fans feel about the halftime show, and they posted a picture of John Cena when he was dressed up in his heel persona doing the Doctor of Thuganomics, and then they quickly realized, like, oh, that's cultural appropriation, and they took it down. And I was like, oh, shit.
What? We had one white guy up there.
Eminem. But
I was so
that
excited.
Makes me think, going back to what your mom said about gotta have George Strait as the halftime. I'm just like, halftime show was good.
I loved it. Even Peanut texted me, that was amazing.
Yeah, it was good.
I know.
Just made me think that your mom's so slow it takes her 9 months to make a joke.
No comment. Love your mom.
Uh-huh. She probably doesn't even listen anymore.
I don't know. You got the baby on. You got the baby on.
Listens.
Oh, God. That's hilarious.
It's the facts of life. The facts of life. I don't know the rest of the song, but it goes the facts of life.
You take the good, you take the bad, there put them go. Together, then you have the facts of life. The facts of life.
It'd be cooler if you were Eminem and you were singing that.
You take the good, you take the bad, you put them together, then you have the facts of life. Because he's so fast.
Yeah, he is very fast.
You know what that song needs. It needs to be part of a dream. An American dream. If you will, you take the good, yeah, and you take the bad. You put them together like a sandwich. Then you have the fact of life.
You know who he's...
You see, Bobby E., you putting hard times. Putting hard times on me and my family.
Just stop. Fucking hate that.
I didn't do any impersonations the last show.
Good.
You know what's good? When the cream always rises to the top, you take the good and the bad, you put them together, dig it, and then you get, facts of life. Tootie! Did you ever watch the show?
No.
Oh, Tootie was one of the characters on the show. You had Joe and Blair and Natalie and Tootie and Mrs. Garrett! It was great. It was a spinoff from Different Strokes. That. Well, the world don't move to the beat of just one.
Is this
drum.
What this show has become?
It is what you make it.
I thought we were here to talk about serious news.
Okay, we can look at some fucking serious news. Let's bring everybody down. Let's talk about serious shit.
What'd you think of The Rock on the Super Bowl intro?
I don't know. I didn't see it.
You didn't watch Stupid Bowl?
I didn't. I was working.
Y'all don't have a TV?
I do, but it was up for my D&D player. Which is more important, D&D or Super Bowl?
Oh, you got me there.
Yeah.
You got me there.
Yep.
We're going to play this weekend.
Football?
Yes.
All right.
God, could you see me out there?
Speaking of Super Bowl, I did see that spread y'all made. That cookery looked good.
Thank you. Looked, it was quite good.
Looked good. No, I I was keeping up with the Super Bowl on my phone, and I got home and was and I had turned it on, and it was like 7 minutes of the last quarter, and I was just like, ah, let's watch something else.
That was the best part.
I know. I know. I was pulling for the Bengals, though.
Oh, see, I was with the Rams.
That's cool. I mean, I really didn't care.
So. Yeah, I didn't either. I had no dog in that race.
But the BC Stalker, on the other hand, did kind of have a dog in the fight because he's a huge Lions fan.
Why?
Because he's from that area.
Oh, he's from 8 Mile.
Yeah, and he kind of, you know, the quarterback for the Rams, played forever for the Lions and couldn't do shit. And then he goes to Rams and it's like Super Bowl time. So I was really happy for him.
Yeah, good on him.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
Okay.
I watched it for the commercials.
Have you been, speaking of sports and big news, have you been keeping up with the Olympics?
God, not as much as I used to.
Men's Olympic hockey.
Okay, this I kept up with, yeah.
Team USA.
America.
Fuck yeah! Taco Bell, fuck yeah. McDonald's, fuck yeah. America, fuck yeah. Beat Team Canada. I was not happy.
Why?
Because I always go for Team Canada in the event of hockey. Mm. It's their national pastime.
Well,
and the greatest player of all time,
Brad Deer. But see, he doesn't play anymore.
But he played for Team Canada. He doesn't play for the Devils. We still go for him.
Yeah, go Brad Deer.
But they compared this win over Team Canada to the 1980 Miracle Game because the players were comprised primarily of college students.
Yeah,
Team Canada had pros. Their coach pretty much was like, don't go out there and be intimidated. And I was like, well, two of their goalies are from the Arizona Coyotes, so.
Wah, wah, wah. They were good once. Way back in the day.
Just like the Devils and the Cowboys.
Oh, you just pissed off so many people.
Cowboys were good once when I was a kid.
When I was two.
You were two about then.
Hmm?
Cody Rhodes, we mentioned at the top of the show that he left AEW. He's in talks to return to WWE.
They can't get any worse on WWE.
They can't.
No, he might as well go there.
Huh. I'm just... I don't know.
Unhappy?
Yeah.
I can't tell you the last time I watched wrestling.
Well, the last time I watched it was a Royal Rumble. We covered that last show. I did forget to mention, however, how horrible Kofi Kingston did.
He's getting up there in age. He can't.
His big gimmick in the Rumble is that he gets knocked out and saves himself. Mm-hmm. And so he was on the outside on the apron. It was like literally right after he got in, he got knocked out, saved himself. And then someone hit him so hard and he like leapt off to land on the barricade. And you could see where he tried really hard, but at the same time, you couldn't. Like block it out because they had cameras everywhere. So like, oh, let's go to the camera. I'm sure he saved himself. He's Kofi Kingston. You look at the camera, bigger than shit. Both feet are like. So then he was out.
Yeah. Good on him.
And then he was out. Made me sad.
There can be only one.
Here we are, born to be kings.
He's not the master of the universe.
Ric Flair, I'm looking for a horseman. You seen any horsemen around there? This is why we need to do a video show, so people can see your face. Now you're, like, giving me the murder eyes.
Red rum.
Whoa. That's not cool.
Red rum? It's a terrible movie.
The Shining?
Yeah. Never liked it.
Neither did Stephen King. I don't like it either. I haven't seen the second one yet, but I want to.
I didn't know there was a second one.
Yeah, Ewan McGregor. It's called Dr. Sleep. He plays the little boy who's now grown up, and he's looking for other children who have the shine.
Oh, I'd watch that.
And there's an evil witch from another dimension who's also like feeding off of the children who have the shine. So
tits. Also, I mean.
Yeah. And it's Ewan McGregor.
Everybody loves him.
Old Ben Kenobi. Got him! Did you ever see the miniseries?
No.
It was good, but Steven Weber and Rebecca De Mornay, it was real good.
Okay.
And of course, the time, you know, they had caught up with, like, good special effects, so they actually had, like, the moving topiary animals that came to life, like the lion and stuff. It was pretty cool.
No idea.
It was good.
I just know that he went through the door with an axe.
Here's Johnny.
Yeah. That's it.
That's it.
Everything I know about The Shining, I learned from Ready Player One.
Really?
Yeah.
So you've never actually seen the movie? You're just like, oh, I don't like it?
Yeah, I don't like it.
Have you ever seen it?
No.
God. Fake.
I'm one of those people.
You're fake.
I'm one of those people. Avatar. I saw it several times. Didn't like it.
Really?
Nah.
I've seen it twice.
It's just cowboys and Indians in outer space.
I know. How cool is that? Speaking of that, did you ever see Cowboys and Aliens?
Yes.
Horrible movie.
Loved it.
Oh, see?
It's probably one of my favorite movies with 007 in it.
No, that would be James Bond.
Oh. No, I did see that, though. Not big on James Bond.
And had Han Solo in it?
Did it?
Yeah, Harrison Ford was in that movie.
I was probably drunk.
Harrison Ford. So you have Han Solo, James Bond, and then I don't know who else was in that movie. It was so bad.
I don't either.
Did you ever see John Carter?
That was a long time ago. Yeah.
That was better than a lot of people gave it credit for.
Yeah, I didn't mind it.
We should do like a list of movies and just be like loved it, hated it.
Tits, I'm
That'd
down with
cool.
that.
That'd
yeah.
be cool.
Yeah. Are they still making the D&D movie?
It's a TV show.
Oh.
And a movie.
Okay.
They're two different things. And there's also an animated series that's out right now called, but that's based on Critical Role. The Vox Machina. I believe. I don't know.
We'll see.
I don't pay attention to a whole lot of Critical Role stuff. Because, you know, it's a podcast that's doing, like, significantly better than our podcast. So.
They can S my D.
S my D.
They've been around a lot longer than us.
Well, I just, you know, we're clearly at a disadvantage because a lot of the really good wrestling podcasts hosted by Conrad Thompson, his co-host is, like, someone who's connected to the business and has all these big stories and all these great moments to relive, and they do all these watch-alongs, and they have all this extra insight. And you're like, okay, that's cool. And then you got, like, Vox Machina, which ideally is, like, a D&D game, but all the people playing and voicing these characters are all, like, professional actors and voice actors that are known for lots of things. Hmm. And then I've got you, so...
Lucky you. What do I bring to the table? Butt implants, pictures of my feet.
Yeah.
Jokes you have to edit out because I'm an idiot sometimes.
I don't do that anymore.
That's why I'm being behave.
Behave?
Yeah.
Samoa Joe has been inducted into the Ring of Honor Hall of Fame.
Why?
Because he was, like, there at their heyday. Like, he put them on the map. Him and CM Punk.
Good
and...
Lord. Oh, even worse.
Ah! You say the things that I say are pissing people off. You say that. A lot of people are like, turn it off.
I don't care.
Yeah, you do. Did you watch Peacemaker yet?
No. Nope.
Why not?
For the video you showed me.
The intro?
Yeah.
Come down. Let's show you another video.
No, let's not and say we did.
No, no, this one's good. I'll show you this one, and we're not actually going to pause. We're just going to let it go.
Yeah, because we can't get sued for that.
I don't think we can, because we're giving our commentary on what's going on.
Oh.
It's like those YouTube videos where they actually show the movie or a TV show, but because they talk about it while they're doing it, they get away with it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Peacemaker. Funny moments. It's good times.
Is he a fish?
No, that'd be Jason Momoa.
I get them mixed up. They look so much alike.
I haven't even seen John Cena, and I don't know when. Because you just can't see him.
Right.
Yeah. We're a radio. We're audio. We're not visual. So for those of you listening and not watching, obviously, okay. Bobby E just did the "you can't see me." Excuse me.
And it was perfect.
Excuse me while this loads.
A year ago, Alan Kupperberg, the billionaire CEO of Wesoft and pop singer Vandalia, perished in a plane crash.
They're doing an autopsy, PowerPoint.
Small insect-like winged creatures, presumably extraterrestrial, were found in their skulls. This is when we first became aware of the butterflies.
Butterflies. Then, that's the main villain of the show.
See how, of course it is.
See how I'm talking while we're doing the thing?
That's great.
So we don't get sued.
Okay.
They enter the human body through one of its orifices and borrow through the brain, where they then have control of the
butt implants? That's how butt implants are done.
Creativity
on the part of whoever did the animation.
The butt is an orifice.
That means they'd have to crawl through poop. Just because they're aliens doesn't make them gross. Bigotry.
Superman's an alien. He's got a poop fetish.
What?
Fuck out of here. Oh, yeah. The uberly the old shizes, I understand it.
Where do you get this nonsense?
Google. You know more than Google? Well, congratulations.
The butterfly's unique genetic structure and chemistry interact with the host bodies, giving them strength.
So the guy who created the PowerPoint sent Peacemaker's dad to jail.
Chimpanzees have 4 times the strength of human beings, so they're both strong. Yeah, we're supposed to get that just by looking at this dive here?
I thought that man and the chimp were friends. I was thinking they were about to go on an adventure together.
This viscous amber fluid has been found on the premises of all the dead butterflies. Lab studies show the first genetic structures descended to anything.
They have like a big cow they milk it from.
The fluid seems to be the butterfly's only food source, which makes what Leota discovered last night potentially significant. This was on the bulletin board in the Goff home.
No, it's not.
Leota noticed that this is also where Annie Sturmhausen was employed.
You fucking suck at PowerPoint dive here!
Yeah, well, you can do it next time. It's not like I enjoy doing this.
Yeah, you do! It's amazing the incredible amount of time you put into this presentation and how incredibly shitty it's still is.
Okay, Peacemaker, shut up.
Dude, I didn't mean to put your father in prison. Then why'd you put him there, you fat fuck?
Because I couldn't think of anybody else.
What about Ariana Grande or Drake?
What?
Brad Pitt or Payne?
This is the best part.
Dog the Pug. Khloe Kardashian, the Red Tiger from Voltron, Grant Tarkenton, Joe Montana, Joe Montana, Eddie Murphy, Michael Jordan, Michael B. Jordan, BTS, Eugene Levy, what do John Lovitz? Shut the fuck up and listen, man. I'm giving you a list of people you could have done. Danny DeVito, Will Ferrell, Howard Stern, Baba Booey, Robin Ophelia, Quivers, Alice Cooper, Ozzy Osbourne, Sharon Osbourne, Bill Cosby. He just got out. He's got time on his hands. Dude, Amy Winehouse is fucking dead. Optimus Prime, Shipwreck, Cobra Commander, the fucking cunts from Riverdale.
All right, next time I fucking have to frame somebody, it'll be one of all those fucking thousands of people you just mentioned.
Yeah, tell that to my dad.
Peacemaker, shut the fuck up. Do y'all want to be here till tomorrow?
And then they're going to do like the extended scene that comes at
you. Do you have cable?
During the,
so I don't want to see
the credits.
There's no cable. Bar goes on tonight.
It was a rhetorical question.
Oh, okay. Well, then I changed my answer to just ignoring the question. Not another word.
Mariska Hargitay, Mario, Super Mario, fucking Luigi, Yoshi, the Princess, Bert, Ernie, Rover, Snuffleupagus, Burger King, Grimace, Ronald McDonald, two old guys from the balcony and the Muckman, Jim the fucking Beatles, Peter West, George Carlin, Dead, Danny Glover, Mel Gibson, Ice-T, Ice Cube, Vanilla Ice, Elvis fucking Presley, Priscilla Presley, Seth Meyers. What about Seth Meyers? Or for that matter, Jay Leno? Conan's not really doing much right now.
Alright, most of those, you're right, could probably go to prison. But I would never put Ariana Grande in there. She looks too innocent. Possibly true. Possibly.
See, now you gotta watch the show, right?
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah, it's great. It's a great show.
At least they brought up Ariana.
Ariana Grande. She, like myself, is great at impersonations. Are you saying she's not, or are you saying I'm not? Tread carefully here. I will fong you in the gob.
I'll block it with my butt implants.
Beep, 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 beep.
Yes, they're going to be made of adamantium.
Adamantium butt implants.
Yes.
How are you going to swim with those?
I don't swim.
How are you going to...
I sink.
You will with some fucking unbreakable metal ass implants. Hey, but we're going to have to play a game because when you get the adamantium butt implants, I'm going to have to like bounce quarters off of it. It'll be a new segment on the show. We'll call it Heads or Tails Off of Bobby's Tail.
Tits.
Yeah.
What's the other one? Unobtainium? That's real fucking original.
But it's unobtainable.
Whatever.
Unobtainium.
Stupid.
Vibranium.
Stupid.
Did you know the Captain America shield is made of a composite of vibranium and adamantium?
Did you know that I don't give a fuck?
Oh, I know. But I thought our listeners might care.
They don't. They've already tuned out.
Well, on that note, I think that's all the time we have for today. All
right.
We covered a lot of not-so-great news. We ping-ponged all over the place. Played a segment of a TV show that may or may not get us banned from being on air. But...
we didn't talk about COVID.
We did. For a little bit, we talked about the Decepticon variant. And then...
that was different.
But at the end of the day, we're not Joe Rogan. So, that's nice.
That's true.
Until next time, we are the Hijinx Ensues Wrestling Podcast, the H-E-W-P, the Hoop, the Ring, the Squared Circle.
Like us on Spotify.
And butt implants.